So it sounds like Hillary Clinton's speech today is going to be all about Donald Trump, which brings us to this question. Is Donald Trump getting too much media coverage? Even when Hillary Clinton speaks, it's about Donald Trump. It seems every time he holds a press conference, does a call-in interview or tweets, it is news. But the same is not true for Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's go back just a couple of days ago. Listen to this from Fox News the other day, right before Trump held his news conference.
We'll go live to Trump Tower, and so you can take a look right there. That actually is a live picture of Trump Tower in New York City as we await a news conference. And that is where the presumptive Republican nominee is set to unveil a list of those veterans groups that Mr. Trump says received millions of dollars in donation from that fundraiser that took place back in late January.
You remember that?
And of course, the news conference was carried live by Fox News and the other news channels as well. Is that fair, David? Is it news to hear Trump talk about his donations to veterans group, or in the case of the other day, the gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo? Is it news, or is this just about ratings? It's entertaining to watch him talk no matter what he's saying.
I think in this particular instance, it's a little bit of both. I mean, there's certainly there's nothing more edifying than seeing footage of an immobile building, right, before something is actually happening. That's a kind of a useless shot, but they're trying to set the tone, let you know that this is something they're amping your excitement for. But in that actual event, he ultimately answered questions that I think people could reasonably take an interest in. After all, he had in public view over the course of this campaign promised to raise $6 million at that January fundraiser that he scheduled in opposition to a Fox News debate because he was still embroiled at that point with an ongoing skirmish with Fox. He said he was going to raise $6 million and that he himself was going to give $1 million. And, you know, through dedicated reporting, folks from The Washington Post, other places had made a very compelling case that he had fallen significantly short. And in this press conference, he provided the raw material to show that actually they were right. He had fallen short. He only cut a check on, I believe, May 24th. NPR has confirmed a lot of these figures. And he had come close to the $6 million figure through getting about $1.9 million in all just in the last week or so. So that seems to me, look, it's a decent amount of money. It's not going to change that many lives. But nonetheless, it's a way in which the press is holding him accountable for public promises that he's made in the course of this
election. But at the end of the day, isn't he getting what he wants, which is the story coming out of that is Donald Trump donated money to veterans groups. And that's the storyline of the day.
You know, that's fine. But I actually think, you know, there was such vitriol unleashed. He said basically he thought the vast majority of the press, particularly the political press, were not very good people. He called one reporter for ABC News sleazy and a sleaze for asking a question about this. This was not his kind of controversy, because usually he likes to gin up controversies, make offensive statements about Megyn Kelly of Fox News, about Senator John McCain for not being a war hero because he was shot down, sort of overlooking the fact of how he conducted himself in 5.5 years of captivity in a Vietnamese jail. Trump likes to create controversies and then respond to them because that owns the news cycles. This was not of his making. He basically was very upfront and almost naked about the fact that he wanted to be thanked by the press corps for ginning up this event, not held accountable by the press corps for failing to execute on his promises.
It also brings up the question of whether the news channels would cover the other candidates if they had news conferences, or whether maybe they just don't have the news conference. Maybe they don't understand that in this era, what people really want to watch is an unscripted answer to a question. And maybe Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders ought to be having news conferences all the time, just like Donald Trump.
Well, I think that it's absolutely fair to point out that it's been months since Hillary Clinton had a real press conference. Months. And that, you know, I don't think there's any reason to believe that as president, she would be far more embracing of openness and taking unfiltered questions from reporters than she has been as a candidate. I think she's been very careful. She said recently, I was told by the husband of one of her top advisors, and his name happens to be Anthony Weiner. He said on Twitter this morning to me that she said that she had given something like 300 interviews on one-on-one situations. I don't happen to think she's particularly illuminating in such a setting. I think she's incredibly guarded, and I think she's very circumspect about what questions she'd like to be asked about. But that said, you know, I think oftentimes interviews are more informative than the press conference format. I do think that Trump has been almost unprecedentedly available to the media. That is that they run him for great extended periods of time, in part because he either appears or calls in for vast swaths of time, and that allows him to just sort of dominate news cycles. I think he's very slippery and he evades offering most of the time very truthful or insightful answers to questions. And I think that, you know, as we heard from Mara just minutes ago, news organizations have not been able to keep up with all the misstatements they've heard.
That's David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent. David, thanks so much.
You bet.